Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Exodus chapter 30, verse 21. They shall wash their hands and their feet so that they may not die. It shall be a statute forever to them, even to him and his offspring throughout their generations. This verse is talking about the cleanliness, the absolute holiness and complete purity that was required for the priests to be in the presence of God. This whole washing rituals, they shall wash their hands and their feet so they may not die. Like their life was dependent on being clean in the presence of God. Again, we've seen this picture of the need for holiness among the priests in the book of Exodus. But I want to encourage you in a fresh way, just as I was encouraged in my own life reading this today. Like, one, I'm a sinner. It's not possible for me to be in the presence of God without Jesus. So just being reminded of the gospel, the grace of God in Christ that makes that possible. But then two, I was just praying, God, wash me all the more clean in my life. Just thinking about sin in my life that I want to be purified from. I think about temptation that I'm so quick to run to. I think about my pride. Oh, I want to be purified from all pride, all selfish desire, constantly thinking about myself. I see this and I see the sinfulness of it, the uncleanliness of it in communion with God. And I'm just brought to my knees to say, God, make me clean, wash me clean, purify me. So it's not a physical washing of hands and feet, but it's just a pleading for God to make me holy, make me pure, make me clean. Obviously, he has done that ultimately in Christ. Christ has paid the penalty for my sin. But this is a daily thing that the priests would do. And there's a sense in which it's a daily thing we should do just to come before God to examine our hearts and to say, God, I need to be clean. I need to be clean. In a 1 John 1:9 kind of way, when we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we pray, oh God, purify us. Purify me, I pray, those who are listening. Lord, help us to see sin in our lives. Maybe even sin that we don't recognize or realize. God, help us to hate it. Help us to hate sin. And God, we pray that you would wash us clean. Make us pure. Make our thoughts pure. Make our desires pure. Make our motivations pure and holy. God, give us a holy ambition for you. God, deliver us from ourselves, from our tendency to sin in all kinds of different ways. Lord, help us to do all that you're calling us to do. Help us not to hold back. God, we pray, cleanse us. Make us clean, we pray. By the blood of Christ, by the grace that is available through his sacrifice on the cross, cleanse us of all unrighteousness and make us righteous, make us holy, make us clean today, we pray. Wash us clean that we might walk in unhindered communion with you, worship of you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.